It is my mom's 70th birthday today. How cool is that? 70 years old, man. Today, we are going to celebrate just that. The fact that we've had this woman on this earth for the last 70 years. Plus, her husband sent flowers to another female. He felt like it was justified the reason. It's making her uncomfortable. But would you be uncomfortable with this too? We'll talk about it today with Ask My Mom. Welcome.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Yeah, what's up? Welcome to this daily podcast I do with my mom. We call it the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast. Today is the 27th of September, her birthday. Got three principles on this podcast. Live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud, we laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Well, happy 70th birthday.
Woohoo! Another decade gone.
How crazy is that?
It's crazy. Yeah, crazy to think about
crazy
it.
Crazy for me. Like, I can't believe I have a mom that's 70 years old. Like, how is that possible? Like,
hey, what? I can't believe I have sons that are 39, 43, and a daughter 33. It's crazy.
That's weird. Where did the time go? It just kind of flies by, doesn't it?
It surely does.
Well, happy birthday. I love you very much.
Thank you. I love you very much.
Give us some advice. Like, if you could have gone back and told your 30-year-old self a couple of things, is there anything that comes to mind about like what you wish you would have known in your 30s that now you know at 70? I should have prepped you for that. Sorry.
That's okay. Well, I think perhaps it would be, that things aren't always as important as they seem. In other words, don't sweat the small stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, we get so bogged down in things that really in the big scheme of things don't matter.
Do you have like an example of something like from your 30s maybe? Because most of us, we average around I'd say our audience is 30s, 40s.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think about, of course, in my 30s, I was rearing my children. And I think about, you know, prioritizing things like, you know, Jim traveled a lot, and sometimes I'd worry about, did I get everything done? You know, did everybody get to where they needed to be on time? Didn't we get food on the table? And you just have to sort of prioritize those things and let a lot of it go. Like, it's okay if you have to go through the drive-through. Not every day, but some days, you know.
So you would, like, beat yourself up because you would go –
Oh, I was trying to
fast
be
food. We had perfect fast food mom, a lot, of course. From what I can remember too. Didn't we have a lot of fast food? I feel like we had a lot of fast food.
I hope we didn't.
Yeah.
But I'm sure we had our share.
I'm sure we did.
And by the way, if I'd known then what I know now, I certainly would not have fed you all what I did.
Would you though? You say that.
I have eaten what I ate.
You say that, but would you though? I look at some of my parental friends and I'm like, I don't know how in the world you get it done. Like, I don't know how I get it done every day. And I have zero dependents, you know, there's nobody that I've got to pick up or drop off or, you know, anything. I just have to live my life, and I can barely, like, by the time, you know, 8 o'clock hits and I'm like, whew, like I have no idea how I got all that done
in the course
of a day, you know?
Yeah. It's a crazy
So, like,
time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, do you think you really would have gone back and cooked like a home cooked meal every night? Like, that's what I'm, before we start, because I feel like if I'm 30, I'm like, this woman must really forget what it's like to raise three kids.
Yeah. No, I probably fantasized about that, but no, it just doesn't happen. And then, you know, also, well, not in my 30s. No, not in my 30s, but, you know, when I was in the process of ordination, I was having to, you know, do all my education stuff too, online and meetings at night. And
that's what I'm saying. So, like, you feel like though that you would have told yourself, don't beat yourself up as much for it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Do not
trying to be like this perfect mother.
Because honestly, you know, you give your kids the basics. I mean, they need time, they need attention, they need love. Yeah. And if you give them those three things and are there for them, you know, that's it. That's the most important thing.
We'll turn out okay.
You did turn out
not great, but okay.
No, I think you're pretty great myself.
It just depends. I mean, yeah. I think I could have some better life skills than I actually have. I think maybe if we didn't go through the drive-thru so much, I could have solved a lot of issues in my life.
And if I had taught you all to help clean the house, that would have been easier too.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to do it all myself with a little help. But.
And that's so funny because God, that's like the two things I wish I would be better at. I wish I was better at like cooking and eating, and I wish I was better at cleaning. But I'm just not.
Yeah.
Two things I'm not my strong suit.
See,
it's your fault. It is your fault.
But I had to let it go. But did you feel well loved?
I did. I've always felt very loved. That's for sure. I never didn't feel loved.
Uh huh. There you go.
I mean, probably the least loved of the three. But
oh, please cut it out.
Never not loved.
Cut it out.
A little bit. I want to ask you like a serious question about being 70. Like,
okay.
Do you like, are you getting, like, do you think about dying now that like, I mean, and I hate to even say that, right? Mm. Because I hope you're going to live another 20, 30, 40, 50 years. But like 70 is a big one, right? Like 70 is you're getting up there. What's the average age for women? I think it's mid 70s, right? Hang on.
Oh, I thought it was 80. I thought it had gone up to
average, like early
80s. And for men, it's like late 70s.
For women. Let's see. The average age for women to life expectancy for females. Oh, it's 88 years. You got plenty of time. What are we talking about over here?
I'm telling you.
Plenty of time. 88 years.
Plenty of time. 18 more years you've got to put up with me.
But like,
on average.
That's a long time.
On average.
Yeah.
I may live longer.
We got 18 more years of this podcast to go, y'all.
Oh, mercy me.
We got a long time to go. Long time to go. But like, does 70, because like 40, like 40 for me is going to, I already feel it like messing with my head a little bit, you know, of like, what have I done versus what do I wish I would have accomplished by this point? And I've never felt this way before. I don't remember 30 hitting me this. I don't remember. 20 for sure didn't hit me any kind of certain way. But 30, I don't remember it hitting me in a certain way, but 40, you know, I'll be turning 40 in June, and I'm already kind of feeling like, oh my God, like, what do I need to, am I caught up? Am I on track? Do I need to do this? Do I need to do that? You know?
You know, it's interesting because I think 40 is really mid age, you know, you're middle aged and you've had the experience of life long enough to kind of know where you are.
Yeah.
And have some sense of where you want to be. I know, you know, my 40s were really supercharged with, you know, lots of busyness and with all of you and then going through ordination and starting to build a village and
right.
You know, there was a lot going on in my 40s.
But when you look at 70, I mean, you're definitely, you've probably got more life behind you than you do ahead of you, I'd have to say.
Oh, yeah, for
but like
sure.
Is 70 a weird one? Like, do you look at life differently? Are you like, man, like on average, I got 18 more years. I'm either going to, I want to get this done in my lifetime or do you worry about like what's and when and all that kind of stuff?
I don't worry about it. But I do think about it. Yes, of course I think about it because, you know, a lot of people now that I know are dying.
Yeah.
And so it really brings it home to you all the time. Like, oh my God, you know, how did I get so lucky? Like I said yesterday, you know, I've outlived everyone in my family if I live 6 more months.
Right.
I definitely think about it for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't think about it with any kind of trepidation or fear. I think about it more as looking ahead for the next decade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what will I do now to make my 70s good?
Yeah.
You know, I know I have to eat right, and I know I have to get enough rest, and I know I need to exercise and take good care of my body and my mind and my spirit. And, you know, I'll focus on those things to hopefully, you know, sustain me so that I can live well in my 70s.
Sure. Is there anything on your bucket list that you definitely want to do? Which, by the way, I didn't really realize what bucket list meant. I didn't really put the two together. Like, I knew it meant like things you wanted to, you know, accomplish before you die, but I never realized it was like kick the bucket, you know? Like, I was like, oh yeah, I guess that is. I guess that makes sense.
Those are tied together. Yeah.
I mean, is there anything that you really, I mean, you're going into one of your last decades.
Yes.
Is there anything that in your, you know, that you definitely want to do, or do you feel like if you were to die today, which you're not, but is there anything you would want to do that, like, I feel like I could help you do, or that you just want to do by yourself, or anything else?
Well, I would like to think that someday I'd have grandchildren.
That's important to you.
That's important to me.
Oh, damn it, Maggie. She better hurry up then.
But, you know, if not, it's okay too.
Because
I'm happy. But you asked me, what would I want?
Yeah, no, it's hot in the studio though.
I'm very happy. I'm very happy with my life, and I've traveled a lot. I love to travel. I mean, you say go, I'm ready.
Yeah,
I still love road trips.
Where do you? Is there anywhere you want to go?
Not particularly. I mean, okay. I've traveled a lot.
Yeah.
You know,
but you just want to travel more.
A lot to Europe, and I've traveled a lot in the States, and I mean, there's certainly places I haven't been that I'd like to go. Some of them are near you. I'd love to go to Maine. I'd love to go to Boston. You know, but no, I mean, I think I have had a really wonderful life, and I have been very blessed. Very blessed in my life, and I don't have to look far to see how blessed I am.
I think I've got to start popping out grandkids now. No pressure. anybody pick up that pressure? That, like, oh, I mean, it'd be nice to have grandbabies, but it's fine.
Ask me what I might want to experience. That's something I haven't experienced.
How about just your middle child being in like a healthy relationship? Let's just start there.
That's if we can
lower the bar. Or Maggie, she'll be well on her way. It'll be fine. I'll give you grand dogs.
Okay. I'm happy with those too.
Grand dogs.
Love my
Ma, let me get your opinion on something really quick. This is something that came up on the radio show, and if you listen on demand or you listen live, we may talk about this later on this week, because I'm really shook by this topic we talked about on Monday's show. We had set up a woman to come on the show. She was asking about her boyfriend. Had they've been dating, I forget how long, 6 months or something, and her lease was coming up. No, they've been dating over a year, and her lease is coming up, and she's like, I want to move in with him. Like, I'm ready for it. But he's like, just move into my place. But he actually used to live in that same apartment or row home that he lived in with his ex. And she's like, I don't want to move into the same house that they lived in together. Cause they like moved in there together. It was like they picked it out. So she was like all weird about it. One thing that kept coming up, and this is one thing that Jess loves to bring up, and we don't think we've ever talked about it on the podcast before, but it's something that I'm like, I even question myself on sometimes, which is getting a new mattress once you get divorced. Like, is that really important or not? Because every time, because I'll even bring that up. Like, listen, I didn't really get all new furniture. Obviously, I moved, but I was going to stay in my house. Like, I liked my house.
Right.
And I put a lot of work into that house. And I made it just the way that I wanted it to be and that we wanted it to be. But mostly, you know, I was really happy with it, right?
Right.
And I felt like she was going to take that away from me, my ex-wife. And I now feel like, because I still have a lot of my furniture from when I was married, and Jess feels like that's really insulting to like a new woman coming in, that I should have like trashed, especially my mattress, and gotten a new mattress. How do you feel about that?
Well, I've never been divorced.
Yeah, I know. But just in general, you hear that, because I'm starting to get like insecure about it.
I think now, I mean, you don't live with someone now, but if I were to move in with someone, I think I would not be happy living with them in the same place that another woman had lived with them.
Wow, that's so bizarre to me. I thought you of all people would be like, who cares?
No, I think that would bother me at some level, because it wouldn't feel like it was mine. It would continue to feel like it was your place, or yeah, her place, or yours and her place.
Yeah.
Rather than our place. So, you know, my friend Margo has been married for 17, 18 years, I think.
Yeah.
And they live in the house that he lived in forever. I mean, with his first wife, all his children were raised there, and all, you know, on and on and on. And she has just now, after 18 years, started feeling like that house was her own, because she redid things.
Yeah.
You know, she brought enough of her things in, or changed the things he had, got rid of things, you know, added on rooms and changed rooms enough that now she feels like it's her house too. But that took a long time.
I guess I just never, like, because I've dated some women that owned or got the home in their divorce, and like, uh-huh, it never even fazed me. Like, it never fazed me to like sleep on a bed that somebody slept on with their ex.
Uh-huh.
It never fazed me to make love to where love was made in previous areas. You know what I mean? Like, it's never once like fazed me, because I mean, mattresses, for example, I didn't pay for mine, but I don't really want to drop an extra $2,000-$3,000.
Right.
Just to make somebody else feel more comfortable. This kind of like, to me, goes back into, it's not my responsibility for how you feel, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's your own shit.
Uh-huh.
And if that's making you feel insecure, I just wonder truly, like, what else? To me, it might be a little bit of a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if that's going to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't know what else you're going to be so insecure about versus like sitting on a couch that I used to sit on with my ex-wife, or sleeping in a bed that I used to sleep with my ex-wife. Yeah. I would hope that I would find a partner that would be like, hey, like, we're trying to save money over here. So why in the world would we?
Well, you know, it would be important then for you to find that partner and have that conversation.
Yeah. I don't know, but I want to talk to everybody, y'all. This is kind of important to me, because the radio show, like, everybody, you know how people feel about Kramer. You may have been there at one point in your life too. Kramer's always wrong. So even when I bring this up on the radio, I know what they're going to say. You're a piece of shit. You know, you're awful.
No.
So I thought I would just in a full transparent moment, no radio yuck yuck, you know, yeah, is that really an issue?
Yeah.
If you were to be in that spot.
I don't know. I think that's an interesting question though.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Really quick. First off, thank you so much. I don't really look at our numbers that much anymore, because it's honestly, it just kind of gives me anxiety. I'm the same with the radio ratings. Like, I don't really like to know. I just want to come in and put on our best show every day. Mm-hmm. And if we have a good day, it makes me feel really overly confident. And if we have a bad day, it makes me feel very underly confident. So my philosophy when it comes to looking at downloads and things like that with a podcast, it's like, let me just come in and do the best show I can do. And that's what's it going to do for me to come back and look at how many people listen? Because, y'all, it skews. I mean, it skews. It can skew by 1,000 listens a day. So if it's down 1,000 or up 1,000, it's like, man, like that will really that gets in my psyche and really screws in my head.
Oh yeah.
But I did go back and look at numbers. I was kind of more curious on where we were with downloads total. And we're getting close to like 1.8 million downloads for Certified Mama's Boy, which which is crazy. So, I mean, we'll hit 2 million probably by, I would say, before the end of the year.
Wow.
So that's crazy. Thank you so much for keeping us on for 2 million downloads. But can I tell you, our biggest episode to date, which kind of surprised me was the announcement of what I was doing after going to Baltimore. Oh. I'm sorry. After my contract was the one from just a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Blew my mind. I did not think that that would be our biggest downloaded episode. We had over 17,000 downloads.
Wow.
Of that episode. And like that blows my mind. Now,
wow.
The other two contenders that were really, that played big, obviously, How I Lost My Job was a big episode.
Yeah.
Another one being Margarita Fest.
Yeah.
And then, actually, I think Margarita Fest may have been bigger than When I Lost My Job. I think it actually picked up steam as it went. And so I think top three now would have been when I announced that I'm staying in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And then it would have gone to when I announced that I was coming to Baltimore mm-hmm. with Jess. And uh-huh. then under that would have been the Margarita Fest episode, number one.
Wow.
Top three biggest episodes we've ever done. So like, I don't know why that one was so big, but just thanks for making it such a big
day.
Oh,
I know why.
Why?
People love you and they want to keep up with you. And they're interested in what you're doing.
I feel like more people should have cared. Should have cared back then versus caring now. You know, we're not really as big as we were in San Diego. And San Diego is such a shocking, you know, I was all of a sudden just gone. And then I was like dead silent on things.
Yes.
And yeah, anyway, so Thank you for just caring still. I don't know. There's some days I really my self-esteem is nowhere near where it used to be when it comes to doing podcasts and radio shows. Mm-hmm. So just thanks for making this, you know, seeing That's that kind of, you know, it's an ego thing, obviously, but it feels good. Aww, so thank you for that.
It feels good. Just feel the love.
All right, Mom, quote for today.
Okay. Today's quote is from Seneca. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
Isn't that a song?
I don't know. Maybe. Not by Seneca.
But go ahead. Sorry.
No. That's, you know, and I'm thinking about that
it
now.
It is. It's from Closing Time.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Just FYI. Everybody's wondering. Yeah. I'm like, what is that?
Was originally
every new beginning comes from
well, it's originally attributed to the great philosopher Seneca.
Okay, we'll take it.
So, but you know, that's true of my age right now. It's the end of the 60s, but it's the beginning of the 70s, right?
Right.
Just like with you. It was the end of San Diego, but it was the beginning of Baltimore.
Right.
So, you know, we transition. I mean, that's what life is about. Life is always changing, and something new is always happening.
Yeah.
So we have to be prepared for beginnings and endings.
I want to give you another example of like why I'm so bad with change. Like I don't handle it well. It doesn't matter if it's a city move, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a job change, a partner change. I'm so bad with change. I got an email last week from my, and I need to be like, we all need to be better with change. 100% of us need to be better with change. 100%, 100%, 100%. But this is like how much I just don't like change at all. So when I signed up, I do a meal prep. And when I signed up, they offered me, it was like on a promo, and they offered me a pound of, for me, fake meat, but the promotion was a pound of ground beef. Mm-hmm. I got a pound of Beyond Meat for life.
Wow.
And for every delivery I got, it would come with a pound of ground meat. And I was like, that's cool. And I've been getting it now for, you know, 2 years. I've been on this meal plan for like 2 years. And I got an email last week and they're like, hey, so we're having to make some changes because we're not going to do a la carte ground beef anymore or Beyond Meat anymore. So we're just going to, we're going to give you one extra meal in your meal prep every week. And I was like, what? No. Like I've gotten my Beyond Meat. I didn't complain. I like low key complain, but just like, what am I going to do?
But I was like, I like shook. It like shook me to my core. I was like, no. Like, yo, I can go to the store and buy a pound of ground of Beyond Meat. It wasn't even that, like, I wasn't even like that I felt injustice. I just did not want that change. I was like, but I eat a pound of Beyond Meat every 2 weeks. Like, what am I gonna do?
Like, hell, and I don't want another bean and mushroom casserole.
Literally had a meltdown because when I can just go buy one for $6 at the store and nothing changes. Like, nothing changed. But the fact that, like, it wasn't going to be in my meal pack anymore, I was like, well, that's it. I mean, I just might as well shut my life down. What's the point of living? It's just over. Like, it just, anyway, I hate change, but you're right. Like, so now I'm entering into the new chapter of not getting a Beyond Meat.
That's in my right. Meal,
and I just, it's moments like that, though. Listen, it's moments. The reason I bring it up is because it's moments like that that mm-hmm. have to show you how good you are with accepting that things are going to change.
They are.
And they're not always big things that change. Sometimes it's little things, your reactions, mm-hmm. little things, I think is a good representation of, you know, what may actually happen. So,
right. Exactly. Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quick correction to today's show. Life expectancy for women, by the way, is 80.
Oh.
In the U.S. In Hong Kong, it's 88. I was just doing a quick Google.
Oh, yeah, because they eat right.
Yeah, in America.
Walk everywhere.
U.S. women, 80.2 years. Men, by the way, 70.6 years. Oh, wait. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, is that right? The world average. I don't. Let's just go with 80.2. I don't know about men. I'm not reading this fast enough.
Okay. I'll take it. I'll take another 10.2 years.
Yeah, you got on average 10.2. I was going to say 88 sounded very old to me. Certified fans, thank you for being a part of the show. We just take a second every day to thank a certified fan. We're so thankful for you. Certified fans are people that can donate or contribute $6 a month to our show. It's just a contribution that helps keep the lights on. We're, as you can tell from this week specifically, that we have no live commercials. So when things like that happen, we are making no money off of, because we don't make a lot of money off like the pre-recorded commercials. Most of the money that we make come from certified fans, and then a few extra bucks come in when I'm like, hey, you know, go to this or go to that. So, I don't know what's happening. I'm a little worried about ads, but it's not here nor there. We're very thankful for certified fans. It's where most of the money that pays the bills comes from. Mm-hmm. So if you want to support us, today's the day. Like, today is the day. It's my mom's birthday.
Uh-huh.
We are trying to get a total of 10 new certified fans.
Mm-hmm.
And we really hope that you'll consider it. If you were wondering what you can do to contribute, today would be honestly to become a certified fan in honor of my mom's birthday.
Aww.
And you can do that, and you'll get a bunch of perks for being so by texting the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. 888-Kramer-8. Now, when you do join, we dedicate a show to you. When we don't have somebody new, we will spin the wheel. But today, like, I'm confused, but I'm going to give it to her because I don't know if she left and came back or if she made two accounts, which, hey, live your life. Mm. We will accept any contribution.
We'll be happy.
but we're going to count this one because I really want to hit our goal of 10 for this month. Okay. Our newest certified fan who may be returning is Margaret H from Georgia. And I don't know again if she is new or not, but it doesn't matter. You're here. We're going to celebrate you today either way, Margaret, because we're very thankful for you.
I think we know her and we
do.
Know.
We do. And that's why I'm just confused. I thought she was already a certified fan, but it's not here.
Yeah. She's on our fan page.
we're going to give it to her because I really want to hit this goal. I don't want my mom to be sad if we don't hit the goal, her birthday goal.
And so, it's sweet because she's a sweet friend of mine.
Yeah.
So, okay, what's her number?
What do we think? Well, honestly, I don't know. I don't have it pulled up. Oh, I think she's 447. I think she's 447.
Okay. No, she's 449. The last one.
She's 447 because I didn't announce her yesterday, but she was technically first. It's very confusing, but let's just give her. It doesn't matter. She's number six out of this month.
And she has probably been your longest fan.
Yeah.
Honestly, she has followed you everywhere since you were a little boy. Yeah, she's one of those wonderful church friends.
So
great. She's such a beautiful, beautiful, sweet person. So, whoop, whoop to Margaret H. from Georgia, whom I will love forever.
Yeah, Margaret, thank you. I really appreciate it. I'm not sure what happened, but we'll clear it up later. Not here nor there. Join us. Come on, text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. And let's see if we can pull off 10 certified fans for this month. We'll do Ask My Mom Now, Mom. This is our advice segment that we do Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you ever have a dilemma, you want to hear it talked out by someone that's got 43 years of motherly advice, then just go to certifiedmamasboy.com and you click on the contact us and send us your story. And we will get it on the podcast. My mom will give you her advice, and then we'll hop in with some advice as well. So, Mom, what we got today?
Okay. Dear Mama Nancy, my husband gets along well with everyone, and he is very sweet and thoughtful. And acting inappropriate is nothing I have ever worried about. Last week, one of his coworkers, who happens to be a very attractive single woman, I know her, found out her father had cancer and didn't have long to live. She's having a really hard time with it. So my husband sent her flowers. I told him it's completely inappropriate and he never buys me flowers. So why is he sending flowers to this hot coworker? And here's the thing. I only found out because 1-800-FLOWERS sent a follow-up email to our joint email. He clearly deleted the confirmation page. He claims he never got a confirmation page. Otherwise, I don't think he would even have told me. I think that married guys shouldn't send other women flowers, no matter what the situation is. He thinks I'm being ridiculous and accused me of not trusting him. What do y'all think? If you are in a serious relationship, isn't it wrong to send someone else flowers? Well, this is clearly a trust issue. I don't see anything wrong with that at all. I mean, he's sending her flowers because of her father. And I mean, I wouldn't have a problem if Jim did that. Not at all. I would think that was very thoughtful and very kind. But I guess it depends on whether or not you're a more jealous or insecure person.
I would like to say it wouldn't bother me, but I'm pretty sure it would. I'm pretty sure. Uh-huh. Pretty sure. Pretty sure. Pretty sure. Pretty sure. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure that would bother me. And I don't like that. I don't like that it would bother me, but I'm pretty, pretty sure that would bother me. Mm-hmm. A couple things. I wish I would have known about it beforehand. I think if it was more of a question versus a, it's been done.
Uh-huh.
Then that would probably make me feel less concerned. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. But the fact that it was just like done, don't love it. Don't love it.
To your point, it does sound a bit like he's trying to deny it.
Well, and that
she says he clearly deleted the confirmation page.
I would think so. The confirmation page is kind of weird because I would think that you would get if he used that email and you obviously got an email back, you know, from that same thing asking for like a follow up, then obviously that's the email that they would have sent a confirmation email to.
Mm-hmm.
I would also have to assume that they would send like delivery notifications to that email.
Right.
I don't think you just would order it and then get no kind of correspondence whatsoever.
Right.
I mean, maybe it texted him, maybe. But I don't know. That part to me, does it not feel fishy to you at all, Mom? Like this would, to you, you'd just be like, it's fine and move on.
Yeah, I wish that he had said something to her and that the flowers had come from the two of them.
Yeah, I think that would have been the better move here.
Uh-huh.
But I just don't know that it's I have a weird feeling in my gut, which yeah. like I don't really know your whole situation, but obviously you have a weird feeling in your gut too.
Yeah.
But I guess let's start with like just the basic question of would that bother you if your partner who never sent flowers to you ever, mm-hmm. and I think that might be the bigger cry for help here than more versus anything would just uh-huh. be, hey, I want more attention versus I'm mm-hmm. concerned of what's happening here. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if most women would feel that way. Mm-hmm. So if you want to call us or email us or whatever, or, you know, we'll talk about in the certified fans page. Like, how does that make you feel? Would you be okay with that if your partner was sending a female flowers because, you know, of a cancer diagnosis? Mm. Even though they had never sent you flowers. I mean, that, and the confirmation, but you know me. 888 Kramer 8, 888 Kramer 8, 888. Kramer 8. Call us. And Mom, that's going to do it. What's the big birthday plans for today?
Well, the big birthday plan is to go to Just Love Forest with Brian and Maggie for a surprise. I don't know what the surprise will be, of course.
Well, you better get home to those damn cozy earth seats.
I'll let you know. All I know is when I get home, I will cuddle up in my cozy earth sheets again.
That's right.
They are so beautiful in every way. I love them so much.
Okay. Perfect. All right, Mom. Well, I love you. Happy birthday.
Okay, honey. Thank you. And I look forward to another decade harassing you. Love you forever.
It's still just so weird to believe my mom is 70 years old. Just a crazy way to, I don't know. It makes me look at my own mortality, I guess. And like, oh. All right. Thank you for being here. I know she'd feel really happy if you'd like to send her a message. Let's like make the certified fans page all about her today. She does a lot for this show and she's done a lot for all of us, especially me. But like, I hope you take away a little Nancy Yancey every time you leave this show. That's kind of the point of it. So wish my mom a happy birthday. I'm sure she would love it. And thank you for being a part of the show. See you tomorrow with Moment in Kramer History. Bye.
Hey, Kramer, Mama Nancy, Carissa from Arizona. Just calling to wish Mom and Nancy a happy birthday. I hope you have an amazing day. We love you forever.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.